نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Tonight is the night of Ashura, the 10th of Muharram, 1445. So let us make this our starting point. What is expected of us tonight and tomorrow? Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us in chapter 3, verse 31. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ. You, Ya Rasul Allah, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inform them, if you really love Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, فَاتَّبِعُونِي, then follow me, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, immaculately. Any action of the Master alayhi salatu salam we emulate, then two things will happen. And this is the promise of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ, you become the beloved of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ, and your sins will be forgiven. It's a win-win situation. Daily we are committing sins. But here Almighty Allah says, you will become my beloved and I will continuously forgive your sins as well. So let us see for Ashura what is expected of us. Number one, fasting. We all know that we should keep two fasts, that is the 9th and the 10th, or the 10th and 11th. Those brothers, sisters who kept fast today, so tomorrow also you fast, mashallah. Those of us who did not fast today, so tomorrow, inshallah, Saturday and Sunday you fast. Why? Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Sumu at-tasi'a wal-ashir wa khaliful yahud. The hadith is authentic in Bayhaqi, that you must go contrary to the Jews. Don't emulate, imitate them. And fast the 9th and 10th, or in Mustad Ahmad is mentioned, Sumu yawman qablahu aw ba'dahu. You keep one fast before the day of Ashura, or one day after Ashura, so 9 and 10, or 10 and 11. And mashallah, Allah Jalla wa'ala gives somebody tawfiq. And the ability they kept fast 9, 10 and 11, then that is subhanallah, that is excellent. It will be like the person fasting the entire month of Muharram. Man ja'a bil hasana falahu ashru amthaliha. Whosoever does a good deed, then it will be multiplied times 10, inshallah. Second one, that you know how many emails or WhatsApp messages I received from the wives and children and so forth. The hadith is mentioned in Mishkat Sharif and various compilations. Man wassa'a ala iyalihi yawma ashura. Whosoever is going to be a bit lavish on his wife, on his children, on the night of Ashura, on the day of Ashura, وَسَّأَ اللَّهُ سَائِرَ سَنَتِهِ, then Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will make the rizq easy for that person. The sustenance provision for that person will be easy for the entire year. So there's a great ustad, and his name is Sufyan bin Uyayna, rahimahullah, the ustad of Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah. He says, فَجَرَّبْنَاهُ فَوَجَدْنَاهُ كَذَلِكَ. This is what we tried, and it happened exactly like that. That the night, the day of Ashura, where we were a bit extra generous to our wives, our children, then Almighty Allah made it very easy. We all say we love our wives, we call them honey, darling, beauty, and poor pea, and whatever else, you know better names than me. So anyway, you must remember, so tonight, inshallah, you tell her, oh honey, take some money and so forth. Inshallah, she will be happy, you will be happy, Allah Jalla Wala will make your risk easy for you. We can't be so hard and harsh, you know, with our wives and our children. For who are we working so much? How you want your son-in-law to treat your daughter, you should treat your wife better than that. وَعَاشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ Surah 4 verse 19. Surah 4 verse 19, Almighty Allah teaches us, treat your wives with love, with justice, with respect and so forth. You see, the other day, you know, people, they send a lot of things to me. So, you know, in our South Africa, you see a lot of things going on in South Africa. Now, whilst I was coming with Hafiz Muhammad Bassa, I told him, switch on the radio, I want to hear the 7 o'clock news. Now, tonight, whilst coming here. So, first thing they announced, they said, yeah, in your Victoria Road, 7 people injured and they were shot. Reason unknown. And their bodies are just lying on the body, on the street, and remember the blood oozing out, gushing out. Now imagine how many things happen. Who are these people? What happened? We don't know. But it already happened. So now you see in South Africa, sometimes you have the bridges, they're not functioning properly, or they need repairs. But they didn't spell it properly. They left the G out, you know. So they so read the bride under repair. You see. Instead of bridge under repair, they read the bride under repair. So you know South Africa is a country, you must remember, of sharpshooters. So somebody went and wrote there, what happened to the groom? So then another guy wrote there, he's beyond repairs. You see. So that is how our South Africa functions. You must remember these things there. That, so we must always look at it from the Islamic perspective. What is Islam teaching us? So number one, inshallah, we will fast tomorrow and inshallah Sunday, if we didn't fast today. Inshallah, we will be a bit more generous to our wives, our children, inshallah, tonight. And I don't say you must go to this restaurant, that restaurant. You have your meals in your house. Even now, after the program, you have a snack and whatever, your suhoor, your sehri, you wake up. So then also, mashallah, you make that intention. So that is also excellent. And then third one, تَابَ اللَّهُ فِيهِ عَلَىٰ قَوْمٍ وَيَتُوبُ فِيهِ عَلَىٰ قَوْمٍ آخَرِينَ Allah Jalla Wala accepted the tawbah and repentance of a people. On this day of Ashura, the Bani Israel, the people of Nabi Musa alayhi salam. But Allah in His infinite mercy, grace, benevolence, وَيَتُوبُ فِيهِ عَلَىٰ قَوْمٍ آخَرِينَ He will accept the tawbah of the latter generations as well. Now my brothers, don't make this night and tomorrow like a carnival atmosphere, like a big party and so forth. No. It's night of tawbah. It's day of tawbah and repenting. For tawbah, you need 5 conditions. Number one, Almighty Allah teaches us, وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ Turn to Almighty Allah in repentance, all of you. None of us are exempted and excluded. Everyone who is sane and mature is compulsory. We have to repent, remember that. Another bright spark, he said, when I drive in South Africa and I see the car in front of me, the vehicle in front of me, and it has a tawbah. So then I remember, I also must make more tawbah. So people come out, you know, with a lot of things also. So tubu ilallahi jami'a, ayyuhal mu'minun. Ye to iman ka taqaza hai. Our iman is demanding this. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ So that you are successful. So nobody should think that, no, I don't have to make. We all have to make tawbah. There's a command of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Number one, let each one just do some self, you understand, introspection and see where we are. At-tawbah and nadama. First thing of tawbah, we must have regret and remorse. Ya Allah, your bounties are ever recurring, showering upon me. But what have I done? The more money you gave me, the more izzat you gave me, the more influence you gave me, then majority of us became brazen in breaking the commandments and violating the commandments of Islam. So we should be ashamed of ourselves. We should look, and Junaid Baghdadi, rahimahullah, was asked, what do you mean by this? He said, An-nazru ila ala illah. Look at all the bounties coming down, showering down, recurring. Wan-nazru ila taqsirina. And then look at our own shortcoming and see. So we should feel ashamed that, Ya Allah, that you are still feeding me. People don't know me, but you know all the vices I committed, Ya Allah. So in the darkness of the night, Allah se mangna hai, Allah se manwana hai, cry to Almighty Allah. Two, the sins we are involved in, we all are guilty. So immediately detach ourselves from those vices and sins. I know, I'm giving example, Allah forbid, that I'm involved in riba and interest. I'm involved in the casino. I'm involved in drugs. Somebody is involved in fornication, adultery, gay business. Today people don't know where they are parking. They're parking in the parking or parking in the parking lot. You understood? They don't know where the entrance and the exit is today. So my brothers, we must understand. So immediately we have to cut off from that. And disassociate ourselves, detach, then we are going on the right path. Never mind what people say, but I have to do that what is correct. So that is step number two. Step number three, from the time Almighty Allah Jalla Wala made me baligh, 1960, 70, 80, 85, whenever, so I became mature. How many salat I must? How many siyam fast I must? How many years I didn't pay zakat? It's all well and good. Tonight Ashura, we will read Quran Sharif, we will read this nafil namaz. It's very good. Nobody says no. But by Almighty Allah, the law is al-aham fal-aham. The law of priority. What is first, Almighty Allah will ask us first. Ma salakakum fi saqar. What made you land up straight in Jahannam? Or the people will say, Lam nakum min al-muswalleen. Lam nakum min al-muswalleen. We never did salat. So my brothers, think properly that let us make that ahad, that pledge, that covenant with Almighty Allah from tonight, night of Ashura. Ya Allah, I'm starting my qaza. From tomorrow, I'm starting my qaza of my siyam and my fasting. My own uncle, I must remember, he was a person, you looked at him, I can't remember. My chacha, my kaka, that I can't remember him wearing a kurta or whatever and all that. He was a simple person. But one day he came to me and told me, you know what, I want to start my qaza, salat and so forth. So I told him, do this, mashallah. When the time came for death, it was Laylatul Jumu'ah, while making dua in the masjid, in the musalla, and he passes away. Our Haji Bhai Padia, rahimahullah, when he heard about it, he used to say, Aapke chache ke maut par mujhe rashk aati hai. The death your uncle got, I am envious of such a death. If we are sincere, my brothers, don't look at people, leave people. Surah 39, verse 53. Almighty Allah states, Ya ibadi alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim. O my servants who have gone beyond the limits. You committed this crime, that crime. And we went beyond the limits and boundaries. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Never become disillusioned in the mercy of Allah. People will condemn us, criticize us, but we must never become disillusioned in the mercy of Allah. Learn to speak to Allah. Wa anta arhamur rahimin. Ya Allah, you are the most merciful one to show mercy, Ya Allah. What did Allah say? Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Verily, Almighty Allah will forgive all the sins. See the non-Muslims Monday night. You heard yourself. 189 people embrace Islam. I can't imagine all this. It's not we, brothers. Wallahi, it's not we. Hada min fadli Rabbi. Hada rahmatu min Rabbi. People are looking for the right path. They have a vacuum in their life. And now they want somebody just to show them that. And then Allah Ta'ala blesses them with hidayat and iman and Islam. So that is what we need to do. that we must make sincere tawbah, that nur, that radiance, that effulgence within our heart must get brighter and brighter all the time. So make our mamla, our matters clear with Almighty Allah. Number one, regret and remorse. Number two, detach ourselves from the vices and sins. Number three, that everything that's outstanding, our debts, is coming to that. Number four, the rights of human being, Muslim and non-Muslim. That now one Muslim tells me, I owe that one jutla, 1 million, 2 million, then I didn't pay him, man, they are making war against him. Now, what war is that I'm asking you? You must remember that you took a loan, you took stuff from him, merchandise, now you don't pay him and you come tell me that you want the fatwa, is right like that? You don't go to Jannah, my brothers, Nabi alayhi salam said. Nafsul mu'mini mu'allakatun biduyunihi hatta tukza'anu. Open Musnad Ahmad. No person will enter Jannah and paradise until he or she, their debts are paid. So make sure we lead a life sin-free. We lead a life debt-free. And then inshallah you will see how peaceful life you will lead. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hadith in Bukhari Sharif. اللهم إني أعوذ بك من المأثم والمغرم اللهم إني أعوذ بك. Oh beloved Allah, I seek your protection. من المأثم, from all the vices and sins. And والمغرم, and all the debts, Ya Allah. So debt-free and sin-free. And you will see, you will enjoy that lazzatul iman, halawatul iman. So that is what we must learn. So we cannot be causing harm to people without justification and think that now everything is hunky-dory and it's fine. No. Our tawbah is what, brothers? Tonight is night of Ashura. We will speak of Sayyidina Hussein just now, but this is the introduction. That we have to fast, we have to spend on our family. It's no shame, my brothers, believe you me. Tonight you go to your wife and tell her, oh poppy, oh darling, oh honey, that I ask you for forgiveness. Rather we ask them now for forgiveness. Tomorrow might be too late. You children, what has happened to you children? That because you can play with your computers and laptop and this gadget and that gadget, and your father, mother don't know all these things, you look down upon them. What is wrong with you? Do you really think you will be successful, my son? Do you really think you will be successful, my daughter? Listen to the hadith I will quote to you now. An Aliyin radiallahu anhu arda. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu mentions, Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Addibu awladakum ala thalathi khilal. O parents, O father, O mother, O grandparents and seniors, teach your children, teach your grandchildren, teach your students. So all that will come under the purview of this hadith. Ala thalathi khilal, inculcate these three qualities in them. Hubba nabiyyikum, they must know what is the love of Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For what Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu gave his life? My nana, nothing of his must change. That was the greatest maqsad and the greatest purpose for what Shahadat Hussein radiallahu anhu arda took place. We should know. What is love? The true love of the Master alayhi salatu salam, kullun yadda'i bi hubbi layla, wa layla la tuqirru bi dhalik. When we were in school, we also went to school and university, you know. So remember that when we were in school, and we were in the varsity and what have you, they would teach us Romeo and Juliet. When we went to the madrasa and Darul Uloom and Jamia and what have you, then we learned about Layla and Majnoon. So the Shair, the poet says, كُلٌّ يَدَّئِي بِحُبِّ لَيْلَىٰ. Everybody used to claim they love Layla. وَلَيْلَىٰ لَا تُقِرُّ بِذَاكَ. That remember, Layla says, nobody loves me. Only Majnoon loves me. So the people wanted to test Majnoon. So they went to Majnoon. Majnoon means, you know how you say, you are just newly married. How's things? He say, I'm madly. You see that word mad, M-A-D. So he makes a mud on it, you see. And he prolongs it. I'm madly in love with her. So that is Majnoon. So then they ask Majnoon, but her eyes are not 100% straight and synchronized. Her teeth are not 100% synchronized. How come you love her so much? So Majnoon said, you need the eyes of Majnoon to see the beauty of Layla. What you say, my brother, tonight Laylatul Ashura. You go to your popi and your honey and say, oh darling, oh popi, oh sweetie, that you understand, that you need my eyes to see your beauty. On Ashura night, she will go for Mi'raj. So you must remember this time, you see. So that is what you must learn, my brothers. That love, teach your children, myself, my nanima, mother's mother, Allah Ta'ala grant them all Jannat al-Firdaus. 27th night Ramadan, she passed away. We never had carpet and all that. We had tapet, lino. Half the time torn and broken and whatever. We should sit around her, you see. Nanima was very sickly. And my maternal grandmother. She used to tell us stories. And she tell us nice, nice stories, you see. And some stories till today. I'm in this field for over 50 years with Allah's help. I must say things that have reference. We say hawala and all. So not your hawala of going to buy and all these things here. So you must remember that. So certain things she taught us till today, I can't find a reference of it. But that's not important. She instilled the love of Almighty Allah. She instilled the love of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She instilled the love of Ahlul Bayt. She instilled the love of Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahimahullah and awliyaullah. When I asked them why my name is Abdul Qadir, he said, "Koro gal karo tha. You don't know, I can ek khabar pirane pir jo nalo aaye Abdul Qadir Jilani." That I spoke Amai, Maiman. Come and make all of you Maimans also. You're listening? We're going to make a whole lot of you Maiman now. Read one dua with me. Allahumma. Read loudly. You'll become a proper Maiman. Allahumma. Yammin. Kitabi. Allahumma. Yammin. Kitabi. Ya Allah, on the day of justice, give me my report, my book of deeds in my right hand. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِي فَيَقُولُ هَا وَمُقْرَأُ كِتَابِيَا إِنِّي ظَنَنْتُ أَنِّي مُلَاقٍ حِسَابِيَا فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةٍ رَاضِيَا فِي جَنَّةٍ عَالِيَا قُطُوفُهَا دَانِيَا كُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا هَنِيًّا بِمَا أَسْلَفْتُمْ فِي الْأَيَّامِ الْخَالِيَةِ The people who receive the book of deeds on the right hand, they are ashabul maymana. Not you speak maiman language, you got your book of deeds in the right hand. For them, they will take their book of deeds, their report. Look at my report. I pass with kamlo day with distinction. Today I'm enjoying myself, and Allah told me, go and enjoy yourself perpetually, eternally. That is Ashabul Maimana, brothers. So learn the dua, Allahumma yammin kitabi. So we made everybody maiman or not? What do you say? So to get the book of deeds in the right hand. Let's carry on. So number one, we said that we must have regret. Number two, the vices we involve in, we detach ourselves. Number three, hukukullah, the rights of Almighty Allah we fulfill. Number four, the rights of creation. Non-Muslim, non-Muslim. We must show them the beauty, the mahasin of Islam. You will never get anything in any field, your business, your economics, your politics, your social, whatever you want. That's why I tell them, obviously, before we come, we read Salat, we beg Allah, Ya Allah, we don't know what questions going to come. But Ya Allah, use us so that we can give them the correct answers and connect them to you, Ya Allah. Connect them and ourselves to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that is our function, remember that. So anyway, the point I'm making is, so fulfill there. Now the last one. What is Tawbah? Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. Tubu ila Allahi tawbatan nasuha. Chapter 66, verse number 8. Somebody came to Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, and asked him, Ya Amirul Mu'mineen, Tawbah I know, what is this nasuha? He said, nasuha is, when you go to your she camel, when you go to your cow, and you extract the milk from there, Did you ever see the milk going back? I said, no. He said that that is Tawbah Nasuha. Go to any rehab today, Muslim, non-Muslim. I've been to several. And I always pose this question and I ask them privately, what is your success rate? I never heard a rehab saying more than 30-33%. Why? They all go into relapse. So that is what we are saying. You must not go into relapse. When I don't go back to the pornography, I don't go back to the fornication, I don't go back to the adultery, I don't go back to the abortion and boyfriend and girlfriend, then remember that is Tawbah Nasuha. That is the type of Tawbah. We must beg Almighty Allah. Allah grant us that type of Tawbah. The hadith, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu's hadith mentioned in Tabarani, أَدِّبُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ عَلَىٰ ثَلَاثِ خِلَالِ حُبَّ نَبِيِّكُمْ. Inculcate the love of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam in your children, in your students, grandchildren. وَحُبَّ أَهْلِ الْبَيْتِ. And teach them who are the Ahlul Bayt. Now I'm taking you, all of you. You got, mashallah, the pockets are full. One pocket got dollars, other one got riyals, you know. I told you the story 100 times. Mufti sahab read now. I told him, Mufti sahab, read too, because when he reads, mashallah, dil khush ho jat. And then he reads my honorable teachers, you know. So then I feel even happier. So he says, Ya Allah, hamare marqad ko gharqad mein bana de. Baqi is a cemetery, but the full name is Baqi ul Gharqad. And there's another gharqad. Hey jutlas, hey haramis, listen to me nicely. I know you're recording me. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, La taqumu sa'a, qiyamah will not come, hatta yuqatilul muslimun al yahud, till the Muslims fight the Jews, and fayaqtulahum, and the Muslims will defeat them, hatta yakhtabi al yahudiyu khalf al hajar wa shajar, and the jutla, the harami, will hide behind the hajar and shajar. He will hide behind the stones and the trees. And the tree and the stone will say, I don't want you behind me, O Jutla. Ta'al ya Abdullah, O Abdullah, O Muslim, come, faqtulhu, and neutralize him. Get rid of him. So this is hadith sahih. Authentic hadith, rawahu Muslim fi sahih. Imam Muslim has mentioned, illa al-gharqad, but one tree will not give testimony. And which tree is that? The gharqad tree. فَإِنَّهُ مِنْ شَجَرِ الْيَهُودِ. That tree belongs to the Jews, and that tree, they're planting it everywhere now in Jerusalem, surroundings everywhere. See how they study our ahadith, and then they look for a loophole somewhere and somewhere and somewhere. So we should understand these things here. Number one, teach your children the love of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Number two, teach them حُبَّ أَهْلِ الْبَيْتِ. And third one, teach them حُبَّ تِلَاوَةِ الْقُرْآنِ, the love of noble Qur'an. When last did we teach our children read Qur'an, beta, beti? But they will say, Father, you also don't read. Say, Father is watching the TV and playing golf. We don't know which golf he's playing also. There's a lot of types of golf, you know, and this type of thing. The mother is busy. We don't know where she's busy, by the mall or by the pole. I don't say all, but you know how it is. You know, so a lot of things go on. So brothers, we need to think properly. Let me take you to Karbala. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's demise took place in the 11th year of the Hijrah. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu in the 13th year. Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu in the ending of the 23rd year. Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu anhu in 35th year. And it was in Zulhijjah. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, remember, in the 40th year in Ramadan. For 6 months after that, remember, it was Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu's elder brother. Now I want to take you to Medina. You like Zoom, you know. People like to Zoom into their phones and this and what. Let's Zoom in a little bit and see. Then you will understand how they were brought up, by whom they were brought up. You've been to Masjid Nabawi. You saw the green fence everywhere around. So that green fence was established in 888 by Sultan Qatibai. So it's over 500 Hijrah I'm speaking about. So 888, so by Sultan Qatibai. And when we go inside, now how are you going to go inside? You must never lose hope. You must never lose hope. Allah Ta'ala got power over everything. I used to go to Kaaba Musharrafa and cry and beg, Ya Allah, adakhilni fi baytika ya Rabbal Alameen. Take me inside, Ya Allah. So with Allah's help, Allah's mercy, 2011, then I went inside with Allah's help. And the bitaqa, the boarding pass like they give you, is written khamsa daqaiq, only 5 minutes. I said, hasha wa kalla, it can't happen. I go inside and I read for 5 minutes. No, can't happen. So that night I read Quran and I left the Quran from Alam Tara downwards, you see. I said, Ya Allah, now we got my passport, I got my card. Inshallah, tomorrow, Saturday like tomorrow, is first Shaban and 2011, I'm going to enter, Ya Allah. And so forth, with your mercy and your pleasure and your grace and your benevolence, Ya Allah. So then we entered, you see, and then I finished my Quran Sharif, fi jawfil Kaaba, inside the Kaaba Musharrafa. And they told me 5 minutes only, but the Sheikh, he felt sorry for me maybe. He told me, Sheikh Abdul Qadir, what you must do, that if you're going to raise your hands like this, they will kick you out quickly. You must make lengthy, lengthy sajda, and all your du'as you must make in sajda. Then nobody will touch you. So that first two rakats took 15 minutes, you see. So this type of, Allah's help, Allah. So I was facing the golden gate, you understand, golden door, that side there. So that is the eastern side of the Kaaba. And then where the Hajar-e Aswad and the Rukne, that is the southern side. And that Hatim is the northern side. When I made salam, I saw there's another gap there. I just went quickly, Allahu Akbar. Once you start, they won't touch you, you see. Then another two rakats, Alhamdulillah, so 25 minutes with Allah. Now you, me, all of us, don't think it's impossible. Allah Ta'ala ki khazana mein koi kami nahi. So Allah Ta'ala wants, we'll go. So we enter through Babi Jibreel. This is Babi Jibreel. When you enter, you will see the green fence there. Then if you look properly, you will see a door there. You will see a lock there. So when you enter through that lock, now pay attention all of you. If you enter through that gate there, you will find a mihrab, you will find a niche. You see like how you have a niche here. So that niche and that mihrab and all is the house of Sayyidah Fatima radiallahu anha, is the house of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anha, is the place where Hassanain, Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu used to play, where they used to grow up, where Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Nana, would come play with his grandchildren and embrace them and kiss them and say, Allahumma inni uhibbuhuma fa ahibbahuma wa ahibba me yuhibbuhuma. Ya Allah Jalla wala, I love these grandchildren of mine. You also love them, Ya Allah, and love the person who loves them. Authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. Who can take that away? Nobody. Al-Hasan wal-Husayn, Sayyida Shabab Ahlil Jannah. Sayyidina Hasan, Sayyidina Husayn are the leaders of the youth in Jannah. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is rendering a khutbah. And then they were very young. Sayyida Fatima married in Ramadan in the second year to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu after the battle of Badr. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam made parda in the 11th year. So they were 8 and 7 years old respectively. So they were walking and they had red clothes on. Alayhima ahmaran yamshiyan. And then they fell over, they tripped. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam stopped the khutbah. And then went to pick them up, one in the right hand, one in the left hand, embraced them, kissed them. And said, Sadaqallah, Allah spoke the truth. Innama amwalukum wa awladukum fitna. Your wealth, your children, your grandchildren are but a trial and test for you. I am the Nabi of Allah. I am the most beloved to Allah. But I could not bear it to see my grandchildren tumbling, tripping like this. Hence I stopped the khutbah and went to pick them up. Who has this honor? Nobody has this honor. Beside them. So we must believe in them. To love the Ahlul Bayt, to love the Sahaba is non-negotiable for us. Remember these type of things here. So you must remember now Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu ta'ala and then he resigned after 6 months. He left Iraq. He went to Damascus. He handed over the mantle of Khilafat to Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that will happen. The hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Inna ibni hadha sayyidun. Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu is sitting on a mimbar. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is giving advices. And what did he say? لَأَلَّ اللَّهَ أَن يُسْلِحَ بِهِ بَيْنَ فِيَتَيْنِ مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. This grandson of mine is a leader. He will bring about reconciliation in the rank and file of the Muslims. Hence the year 41 after Hijrah is known as Amul Jama'ah. One ruler, one khalifa, one Amirul Mu'mineen. And that is Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu arda. Remember, there are so many virtues of his. I'll just give you two. One in Bukhari Sharif, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَوَّلُ جَيْشٍ مِّنْ أُمَّتِي يَغْزُونَ الْبَحْرَ قَدْ أَوْجَبُ. Go open maqila fi qitali room. In Bukhari Sharif you will find it. The first army that will go with a naval fleet, for them Jannat is wajib and assured for them. No one has this distinction but him, Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. That he came to Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu and said that I want to go with the naval fleet and we will go towards Cyprus and so forth. He said, you go. This hadith, you go open any authentic commentary of Bukhari Sharif, Allama Ibn Hajar Asqalani and so forth, Fathul Bari, Umdatul Qari of Badruddin Aini, Rahimahullah, anyone. My Ustad, Hazrat Mawlana Salimullah Khan Sahib, Rahimahullah, he passed away 3 years ago. 27 days he became Hafiz and 50 years he taught Bukhari Sharif. I also studied him. The first South African with Allah's help to study by him. So Bukhari Sharif and all. So the point I'm making is this, with Allah's help all this happens. So you must remember, go see what he wrote in Kashful Bari and so. So that is a distinction. Tirmidhi Sharif's hadith, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for Amir Muawiyah. Allah maj'alu hadi and mahdiya. Make him a hadi and a mahdi. You know when you have load shedding, then you look for a candle. With one candle, you ignite another 5-10 candles. So make him a guide and a leader and who will inspire others and so forth. So see, for almost 20 years. Till the year 60, you must remember, then he was the Khalifa. And 22nd of Rajab, you must remember, he passes away. Then remember the political landscape changes. Now you must remember that Sahaba are not in charge. And now Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu says, no. I fear that now the Khilafat will change and will become father, son, father, son, father, son. So therefore I don't want the system. Now pay attention, I'm giving you the sequence of events very quickly. It is 8th of Zulhijjah. The year is 60. It's Yawm al-Tarwiyah. People are leaving from Makkah to go to Mina to perform Hajj. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu is preparing to go to Iraq. Senior Sahaba, Abdullah bin Abbas, Abdullah ibn Umar, and Abdullah bin Zubair, and so many Sahaba came. They pleaded with him, Ya Sayyidina Hussein, please don't go. These people, yeah, they martyred your father, Abdullah ibn Umar said. What they did to your brother, that is Sayyidina Hassan, they injured him and they shot the arrows in his direction. And you also are going there. Don't go. But, you know, taqdeer, Allah Ta'ala wants something to happen, it will happen. His own brother, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu's son, one son is Muhammad bin Hanafiya, not from Sayyidina Fatima. He, Sayyidina Ali, had many wives after the demise of Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu anha. One son's name Muhammad, one son's name Abu Bakr, one son's name Umar, one son's name Usman. You the ulama, you those who know Arabic, go and open the history book of Mas'udi. Go and open the history book of Ya'qubi. Half of them are Shias also. And they also admit to this fact, you must remember, that Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala and his son's name were Abu Bakr, Umar and Usman. You need to understand the true facts and learn to sift out what is haq and truth and what is falsehood and propaganda. So let's carry on. But he went. Prior to that, he sent his cousin, first cousin. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu is the most famous in that family. He has a brother, Ja'far al-Tayyar. He passed away in Mu'tada in the 8th year of the Hijrah. And he was shaheed there and martyred there. He has another brother, Aqil. So he also has a son, Muslim bin Aqil. Now the letters were coming from Kufa. Please, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu, come, we will take you as the Khalifa, as the Amir, and so forth. So he sent Muslim bin Aqil, rahimahullah, go and see. He leaves on the day of Tarwiyah, the 8th of Zulhijjah, the year 60, to go from Makkah, remember, to Kufa. On the 9th, the day of Arafat, Muslim bin Aqil is martyred there. He's not away. It's not nowadays that we have everything now, breaking news and what. You know those days, telecommunication, all that would take long. So to contact this, he didn't know that all this is happening and is going. Cut long story short, you must remember he met a sha'ir, he met a poet, Farazdaq. He asked Farazdaq, what's happening there? He said, Ya Sibtu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you the grandson of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the people's hearts were with you, but now their swords are against you. Their hearts were with you, but now their swords are against you. You must understand things. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu comes, and there in that area, that I've been to Karbala. The Maidan is called Maidan Tufuf. It is Thursday night, and then Friday morning, it is the day of Ashura. And 61 years after the Hijrah, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in his time already, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal is no small person. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal's title is Imam Ahli Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah wrote a book on the fadail of the Ahlul Bayt. He quotes this hadith there. Umm Salama radiallahu anha is there. And Jibreel alayhi salatu salam comes. Innaka tuhibbuhu ya Rasulallah. You love this grandson of yours, Sayyidina Hussein. Yes, I love him abundantly and immensely. Jibreel alayhi salatu salam says, Inna ummataka sataqtuluhu. Your ummat, ya Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will martyr him and they will murder him and kill him, Allah forbid. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you'll murder. He said, yes. Then Jibreel alayhi salatu salam is an angel. Allah gives them multi-dimensional forms. He goes to Karbala, brings the sand, turba to Karbala, and presents it to the Master alayhi salam. In this land, they will martyr your beloved grandson, ya Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So obviously, Salama was very sad. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also, if somebody tells you this is going to happen, and that can be wrong, it's not wahi, but if they tell you, that thought will play on your mind, this is wahi and revelation. So nevertheless, then Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu said, see, let us read salat, we make dua to Almighty Allah jalla wala, and then we can start whatever you want to do. I came here, give me permission, and I go back to Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwarah. Give me permission, and I will go to the hudud and the boundaries and the frontiers, and I will fight for the remainder of my life. But these people, yeah, now that is the question we have to ask. You don't have to listen to the propaganda and hasbara. Hasbara is a propaganda of the Jewish term, they use the term hasbara. I'm giving you references. And last year also I gave it to Mona Randeri. Today Jumma time I gave it to Mona Abdullah Khan of the Jamiat KZN. So they are articles. What they wrote, the Shias, and what happened and transpired on the day, the Friday, the day of Ashura, the place is Karbala, Maidan-e-Tufuf, and what transpired there on that day. Now I'm giving you these 3-4 references. So you listen now. Man qatal al-Husayn? Who martyred Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu warda? Sibtu Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu is there. He's 57 years old now. He was born in the year 4 after Hijrah. Now he's 61. And he looks around. And then what he sees, that these same people who called me are turning against me. I'm reading this from the book of the Shias. The book's name is Al-Irshad. All you Sunnis, all you Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, today just go to your internet, you know Arabic, press there Al-Irshad, Sheikh Mufid, and go to the chapter of Sayyidina Hussein, the Shahada to Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu, and you will find all these things I'm reading now. إِنَّ الْإِمَامُ حُسَيْنَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ رَفَعَ يَدَيْهِ وَدَعَى عَلَى شِيئَتِهِ Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu raised his Mubarak hands. He cursed the Shias and he said, in Karbala, prior to his martyrdom, Allahumma in matatahum ilaheen, fafarriqhum firaqa, waj'alhum taraiqa qidada, wala tardal wulatu anhum abada. Ya Allah, you make them into splinter groups. Never let the rulers be pleased with them. See all the turmoil in Iran and Iraq, in Syria and all these places. The dua of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu warda, prior to his martyrdom. And Allah speaks of the Pharaoh and his cronies when they were drowning. فَمَا بَكَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّمَاءُ وَالْأَرْضِ. This side said that Hussein and the Ahlul Bayt remember giving their lives, and the skies are crying, the land is crying, and remember that is what has happened. You need to understand who are the true real murderers of his. One reference I gave you, Sheikh Mufid, and the book's name Irshad. Come second one. If you want to know about an incident, who must you ask? You must ask the people who are eyewitness to that. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, then Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu, then Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu, whose son's name is Zainul Abidin. You see, when I was in Newcastle, so I used to write letters to them, to the Iranians, because I love Arabic books, you know. So I used to write to them, Abdul Qadir Husseini. So they must think there's one small Shia here also, you see. Even when I went to Iran in 2013, and I gave my passport, I had no visa, no nothing. So I gave my passport, so they go, Husseini, Husseini. I said, yes, Husseini. Then I gave my wife's passport. Fatima, Fatima. I said, yes, yes. Husseini, Fatima, number one. You see, we all Shias in their mind. After one day, they realized they made a mistake, you see. But now they can't do anything now. Maybe they had intelligence following us and that, I don't know. But they never troubled us. But long story short, so they used to send me books every month. For you, ulama, there's one book. And it's called Al-Imam Zainul Abidin, printed by Muassasatul Balagh. I still got that book. And you all should read it. And if you want to read that book, then it's only on Sayyidina Zainul Abidin, the son of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu. Otherwise, if you want the big book, then go read the book of Tabrasi. They call him Allama Tabrasi, called Ihtijaj. This is the text I'm reading for you. His father is martyred, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu. He, Sayyidina Zainul Abidin, is eyewitness. He was very ill. They left him there in the tent and camp and so forth. So after the massacre, then he asked them, Ya Ahl al-Kufa, Ya Ahl al-Shia, Hal ta'alamun, do you still remember? Annakum akhathumul ahda wal mithaq? You took the pledge and the covenant on my father's hand. Thumma taraktumu wa khadaltumu. And then you left my father in a lurch. بِأَيِّ عَيْنٍ تَنْظُرُونَ إِلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمُ. How will you face the Master صلى الله عليه وسلم tomorrow on the day of justice? وَهُوَ يَقُولُ لَكُمْ. And he, Habibuna صلى الله عليه وسلم, will tell you, Shia, قَاتَلْتُمْ إِتْرَتِي. You martyred and murdered my grandson. وَانْتَهَكْتُمْ حُرْمَتِي. That you desecrated our exalted rank, the Ahlul Bayt. فَلَسْتُمْ مِنْ أُمَّتِي. You don't belong to... It's not my works. I'm giving you the references. Al-Imam Zainul Abidin, Muassasatul Balagh. Tabrasi's book, Tabrasi with a toy. And the book's name, Ihtijaj. He, Habibuna, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will tell them, you're not part of my ummah, you're out. Then Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala and whose mother is Sayyida Fatima al-Kubra radiallahu anha, the greatest Fatima radiallahu anha, and his daughter is Fatima Sughra. She's also an eyewitness. She saw what unfolded there in the battle of Karbala and the massacre there. She addressed them, Ya Ahl al-Kufa, Ya Ahl al-Shia, تَبَّلَّكُمْ وَلَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ. Allah decimate you. Allah destroy you. Allah's curse be upon you. قَاتَلْتُمْ أَبِي الْيَوْمِ كَمَا قَاتَلْتُمْ جَدِّي بِالْأَمْسِ. Today you martyred my beloved father, Sayyidina Hussein, radiallahu anhu warda. As in the previous years, you martyred and murdered my grandfather, my dada, Sayyidina Ali, radiallahu anhu. See what they said. I'm quoting from their book, Ihtijaj, by Tabarasi. They started reading poetry. They started reading poetry. And what they said? قَاتَلْنَا عَلِيًا وَبَنِي عَلِيِّ بِسُيُوفٍ هِنْدِيَّةٍ وَرِمَاحِي قَاتَلْنَا عَلِيًا. Yes, we martyred and murdered Sayyidina Ali. وَبَنِي Ali, and we martyred Sayyidina Hussein. They were proud of it. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. قَاتَلْنَا عَلِيًا وَبَنِي عَلِيِّ بِسُيُوفٍ هِنْدِيَّةٍ وَرِمَاحِي. And we used the swords and the spears made in India. And we carried out this. Who is guilty, my brothers? Are you going to listen to facts or you want to listen to propaganda and so forth? Take the next one and that cleans everything up and makes everything clear. Muhsin Amin writes, the book's name is A'yanu Shia, the prominent people, scholars of the Shia. He says in that book there, that these people, the Shias, Ba'ya al-Husayn, 20,000 minhum, 20,000 people came and they took the bay'ah oath of allegiance on the hand, Mubarak hand of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Wa bay'uhum ala a'naqihim. And they kept the bay'ah on their necks, meaning they didn't break it. And then they turned against him, against Sayyidina Hussein. Faqataluhu. And then they martyred him and murdered him. Then he writes, it becomes very clear, who are the murderers of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda. And then we blame the Ahlu Sunnah. We just turned it around and said, we are not guilty, they are guilty. They did this, they did this. This is written in A'yanu Shia. I'm challenging the whole Shia world. If any reference I gave you is incorrect from your books which you gave me these books, and today you Ahlu Sunnah go and on your internet and go and see. All these books are available and so forth. So my brothers, we must know, for us in non-negotiable, our love for Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, our love for Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our love for the Ahlul Bayt, and Ahlul Bayt means including the honorable wives of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah used the word Ahlul Bayt, Ahlul Bayt thrice in the Quran. One for Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam's honorable wife, and it shows that Ahlul Bayt refers to the wives. One for the mother of Nabi Musa alayhi salam. The honorable wives, our mothers, wa azwajuhu ummahatuhum. And innama yuridu Allahu liyuthiba ankum ridza ahlal bayt wa yutahhirakum tathira. Chapter 33, verse 33. So remember, look at the siyaq and sabak, look at the text and the context. Before it, the azwaj mutahharat, the honorable wives are mentioned. After that, so yeah, the words change from feminine to masculine to include Sayyidina Ali radiallahu an, to include Hassanain, Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhuma. We need to understand and don't adopt the herd mentality. Just carry on what people are saying. So my brothers, my message to you is very simple. And my final message is this. Look after your children. Spend quality time with them. Monitor their phones. Monitor the internet and everything. Today, the article came. I go to various, you know, for the news, views, interviews. I have to do some studying and research every day for before the jutlas finish me up and all that. So you must remember this. Today, one is LGBT. Now you got another movement, the pedophiles. The pedophiles say we must be included in the LGBT. People who are real haramis, taking advantage of small children like in the church. You know, in the church nobody can go into ruku because somebody will get busy. You understand? Sometimes you must remember that sometimes it's the priest and sometimes it's the pastor and sometimes it's the pope also. We don't know who's busy, you know? So this type of things here. So pedophilia, and every pope has to go here and there and apologize for what they did. Now imagine, now they're preparing that they must be included. Listen to their slogan, O Ummah, and wake up. It's your children. It's your grandchildren. They say, we are here, we are queer, we're coming for your children. Openly, your Disney, your TV, your programs are old. You must remember in that way. You must remember, they want to capture the mind and the thought process. They're not interested whether you're Muslim or Jew or Christian or Hindu. We want that you must become part of Hizbu Shaitan. You must become part of the Dajjal army. So that is what's happening. So I beg you, brothers, and last one, make special dua for Aqsa al-Mubarak. Palestine is too dear to us. Our children are giving their lives. Did one day you cry, my brother? For Masjid al-Aqsa, see our children taking on the Israelis. Today I told them, they're in the news views. I told them last year that you Jutlas better get a second passport. And today the Haaretz had, I gave it this morning. They're rushing to get their second passport to run away from there. The exodus is taking place out of Israel. And the Aliyah is the hijrat to come inside, is dropping and dropping. Allah Ta'ala's own Qudrat. So everything they built, inshallah, will go back to the Palestinians, inshallah al-Aziz. So brothers, we thank everybody, all the radio stations, our Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and the Capital Group team, and our directors of Ansar Radio, and directors of Sirius, my brother Faisal Asmal, Yusuf Asmal, and so many other people we have to thank, mashallah, Hafiz Wadi, our coordinator, and all of the engineers and so forth, my brother Muhammad Basa, Muhammad Salim Asmal, mashallah, our Dawood Mundli, that side there, Lukholo. So many people, Allah Ta'ala make it a means of hidayat. We got 4 or 5 minutes left. Let us turn to Almighty Allah on this Mubarak night of Ashura, that Allah Ta'ala make us minat ta'ibin, that such people who repent sincerely, minal maqbuleen, from those who are accepted in the court of Allah, from those who have true love for Almighty Allah, for love for Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Ahlul Bayt, the household of Nabi alayhi salam, and all the Sahaba and Awliya Allah. Allah Jalla wa la grant us tawfiq. So let us make dua now, inshallah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya mursaleen, Sayyidina Muhammadu wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'een. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم اعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان اللهم عليك بأعداء الدين اللهم عليك باليهود الظالمين المحتلين الغاصبين اللهم احصهم عددا واقتلهم بددا ولا تبق منهم أحدا اللهم طهر المسجد الأقصى من اليهود الغاصبين المحتلين اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين اللهم انا نسالك حبك وحب رسولك وحب اهل البيت وحب اصحاب النبي المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبي إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد ربنا تقبل منا ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب يا الله ہم سب کی گناہوں کو معاف فرما دیجئے يا الله ستاری کا معاملہ فرما دیجئے يا الله جنت الفردوس عطا فرما يا الله اس مبارک رات میں یا اللہ ہمارے مرحومین سب کی بال بال مغفرت فرما دیجئے، سب کو جنت الفردوس عطا فرما. یا اللہ ہمارا خاتبہ بالخیر عطا فرما. آخری کلام کلمہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. یا اللہ حبیبنا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی سفارش نصیب فرما. یا اللہ حبیبنا مصطفیٰ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی وسیلہ سے اس دعا کو قبول فرما دیجئے یا رب العالمین. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم. رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء. ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. آمين آمين.